The Fairy Queen by Edmund Spenser. To the Most High, Mighty and Magnificent Empress, renowned for piety, virtue, and all gracious government, Elizabeth, by the grace of God, Queen of England, France, and Ireland, and of Virginia, Defender of the Faith, etc., her most humble servant, Edmund Spenser, doth in all humility dedicate, present, and consecrate these his labours to live with the eternity of her fame. A letter of the author's, expounding his whole intention in the course of this work, which, for that it giveth great light to the reader, for the better understanding, is hereunto annexed. To the right noble and valorous Sir Walter Raleigh, Knight. Sir, knowing how doubtfully all allegories may be construed, and this book of mine which I have entitled The Fairy Queen being a continued allegory or dark conceit, I have thought good to discover unto you the general intention and meaning which in the whole course thereof I have fashioned. The general end, therefore, of all the book is to fashion a gentleman or noble person in virtuous and gentle discipline, which for that I conceived should be most plausible and pleasing, being coloured with an historical fiction, the which the most part of men delight to read, rather for variety of matter than for profit of the ensample. I chose the history of King Arthur as most fit for the excellency of his person, being made famous by many men's former works, and also furthest from the danger of envy and suspicion of present time, in which I have followed all the antique poets historical, by ensample of which, excellent poets, I labour to portray in Arthur, before he was king, the image of a brave knight, perfected in the 12 private moral virtues, as Aristotle hath devised, the which is the purpose of these first 12 books. In the person of Arthur I conceive, so soon as he was born of the Lady Igraine, to have seen in a dream or vision the Fairy Queen, with whose excellent beauty ravished he, awaking, resolved to seek her out, and so he went to seek her forth in Fairyland. In that Fairy Queen I mean glory, in my general intention, but in my particular I conceive the most excellent and glorious person of our sovereign the Queen, and her kingdom in Fairyland. So, in the person of Prince Arthur, I set forth magnificence in particular, which virtue, for that it is the perfection of all the rest, and containeth in it them all. But of the 12 other virtues, I make 12 other knights the patrons, for the more variety of the history.